I'm scared of it.
Yeah, I am too.
It's what it puts a purse in your lung, and you can't get shut of it.
Oh, arthritis?
Rheumatism, you know. Mm-hmm. Get your lungs to get full of purse, you know, and there ain't nothing doctors can get it out. They can't do it. It's hard to do. But you know, the doctors, now I've been talking to them about it, when a person has a bad case of rheumatism when they're kids, they don't make it over 40 years. They don't get over 40. Well, they know or not, but that's their idea about it. They can't get that purse. The purse forms in their lungs. The whole lung just gets a bladder of purse.
Boy, that's one thing I don't want. Rheumatism and arthritis both.
I think it works together.
Did you have any trouble in the early days with that disease that children get where they get a membrane in the throat and one in the nose? And is that diphtheria, or?
Yeah,
that's,
they have that.
But
we've had some cases in here. We never did have
them.
We just loved them.
Uh-huh.
You know, the vaccine against
them. Our best doctors we had in this country that we loved the best was the Beckwith doctors at Idabel, that hospital over there. And we just loved them. They're wonderful doctors, smart. And this young doctor had two little twin girls, and they didn't believe in vaccinating.
Yeah. Didn't believe in
shots, diphtheria, and such as that. Didn't believe him. Oh. Give him diphtheria shots, and his little girl. And he had his daddy was a big doctor in San Antonio, wasn't he, Mom? Mm-hmm. He had a big hospital in San Antonio. And he sent for his daddy-in-law, and he got there too late. The shot he gave the girl too late, and in fact, he died. And this young doctor, he was young like you, you know. And well, he just went nuts. Just crazy.
Hmm.
The other doctor knew he had to talk about it, but he couldn't get it to him. And so they sold out over here. They're wonderful doctors. I mean, they were smart doctors. And he went to San Antonio, where his daddy-in-law went in the hospital with him. And both of these two brothers, they married sisters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The old man had two girls. And he taken them in as his... But they done the... I'm off the subject, what you want to know.
Go ahead, this is...
We had a boy over here at Wright City. This boy, you seen Goldfair and the bus?
Mm-hmm.
We used to be a bull rider. I mean, rodeo, riding rodeo. Mm-hmm. And he's a real rider. And he'd been riding some big bulls of mine, and he'd pulled his left hand all this here fat in here out. He'd ride it with under a hard twist right. Mm-hmm. Larry Rope pulled up on a bull, his hand on it, just put it on there and pull it as high as a man could get it. And he's riding with that, and this old bull was so strong, he weighed 1,500 or maybe more. He was so strong, he pulled all this boy's hand out in there, all this fat chunk there, he just tore it out. So we went to the rodeo that night, the boy had come from Texas County and said, Mama, y'all, you and Papa don't have to go to the rodeo. He said, y'all can talk to friends out while we see the rodeo. So everything went in the rodeo when it comes, so it left us out, and we went in there too. And about the second boy come out with this one, riding that bull. And he's riding with his right hand on it, such thing like this one.
Mm-hmm.
And he rode him about five or six jumps, you know, and the bull sold him and his hand hung, and then he fell out onto the bull. The old bull weighed about 1,600, and he jumped on him with his feet right here and his heart right there. Pushed his heart and lungs and everything in these ribs over here, holding his side as big as your head.
Mm.